Hello everyone, it's Matthew and welcome to my Infinity Talk podcast. Alright, so I've spent the last week and a half on Vancouver Island, in Parksville, crystal shopping, and really connecting to the oceanic energies. But I wanted to give you guys a quick shout out because I haven't really made a podcast in 2 or 3 weeks here. I've been really busy with my YouTube channel. And if you're curious what my YouTube is, feel free to look me up at my YouTube, which is Aquarian Dynamics. It's also linked under the info section of my Infinity Talk. Now, I also wanted to just thank all of you wonderful viewers for tuning in and connecting. You know, together, we are this beautiful collective of energy. We are this beautiful consciousness. And we are all vibrating as one being, one collective, one species. Just as all horses move as one, so do us humans. We are beautiful. We are pure consciousness. We are incredible. And I look forward to doing my next segment with you guys. Have a good day. Hello everyone, it's Matthew. I'm back again for another wonderful podcast segment of Infinity Talk. Alright, I just wanted to let you guys know what you can expect for the next upcoming month on this podcast, as well as with my YouTube. If you're unfamiliar with my YouTube channel is Aquarian Dynamics, where I, Matthew, an Ascension Counselor, go deep into many different topics, including Blu-rays, current energy updates, angels, light language, ascension, crystals, and so much more. Please go and check it out and subscribe for future updates. Now, I, on my YouTube, like to do multiple series. I really like to give my viewers a beautiful, almost TV series, if you will, where I create a unique intro per each series for you guys to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Each intro I spend a lot of time on, choosing specific colors, music, and everything around to set the right frequency for you, my viewers. Just as with this podcast, I put a lot of energy into making sure that I'm always authentic, compassionate, kind, and gentle for you guys, my listeners. It is so important to me that we live a life of authenticity, honesty, and compassion in everything we do. So, with this beautiful Infinity Talk podcast, what you can look forward to in the next month here is I'm going to be doing weekly updates from now on. For a while, I've kind of slacked off when it comes to my podcast, and no longer. I've recently been inspired by another podcaster, and she's really encouraged me to really pursue working on my podcast more. And I'm really grateful to her, and I would totally give a shout out to her podcast if at the moment I knew the name of it. Anyways, I absolutely love all of you. You are amazing spiritual beings of love, like consciousness, and there is absolutely nothing that you cannot do. You are infinite, boundless source consciousness. I look forward to our next talk. All right. Have a fantastic day. Hey everyone, it's Matthew and welcome to my Infinity Talk podcast. Today we're going to be doing another segment on my YouTube anchor duo. We're going to be discussing briefly here some of the changes that are about to occur on YouTube for me and my channel. One is I'm about to start working with another podcaster known as Cosmic Angel 555, and we're going to be doing collaborations on YouTube and Anchor moving forward, as well as on my own individual channel. I just wanted to mention, if you're not already subscribed to my YouTube channel, I do many different YouTube series where you can really enjoy the vibrancy, color, and authenticity of them. Now I'm going to just let you know what some of these series are. I have a crystal series where I look at crystals and their individual energies and properties. I have an angel series where I look at stuff like earth angels, incarnated angels, and how to open up your angel wings. I also have a lightworker series where I talk about types of lightworkers and other topics related, as well as a light language series, astrology series, and a series called Gaia 5D, where I look into the current 5G energies, 5D energies happening on Gaia this time. On top of that, I have several new series coming out right away, and soon I will be providing the information on them, so you can look forward to them. But for now, if you haven't already, check out my YouTube, Aquarian Dynamics, and feel free to subscribe for future content. I really strive to bring you guys Aquarian love and ideals, as well as just share the rich information and knowledge that I have, as well as my wisdom and compassion. Have a wonderful day. Namaste. Hello everyone, it's Matthew. I'm back for another wonderful podcast segment, as we will be talking about my YouTube channel. Just giving you guys some updates on what's going on there in case you haven't yet checked it out. First off, in the last few days, I have made videos of 1, a Syrian light language channeling for opening up your throat chakra. Very, very powerful. I'd highly recommend you go over to YouTube, to my channel, Aquarian Dynamics, and watch it. It healed my sore throat. It was so potent. The second video that I have recently done on my YouTube channel is all about the energetic update for this current week here, up until Monday. And although it's Friday, if you have yet to check it out for yourself, you might understand why so many of us are going through Dark Night of the Soul right now. And the third video is an empath video on cutting energetic cords. Now, I also have a fourth video currently uploading, and this fourth video is a channeled message from Archangel Metatron for connecting to the Akashic Records, and it's absolutely one of the most beautiful angelic channelings I have ever done. So please go over to my YouTube, Aquarian Dynamics, check it out, watch some of these videos, comment, let me know how you felt during them. I love feedback. And please, if it resonates with you, subscribe to my channel, as the support's greatly appreciated, as you will see yourself. I put a great deal of time and effort into the authenticity and color of my videos. I believe in creating a rich and ethereal, aesthetically pleasing background, as not just because it reflects me and my connection to soul and the divine, but it also just creates that stage for my videos. And so I actually spend hours, if not days, building these backdrops for my videos. Just as the graphics and thumbnails I produce, I put a great deal of time into. My passion is providing content for you guys that's going to help you with your spiritual journey. I have so much knowledge to give and to share, and so much love. And YouTube is one of the ways that I do this. Although I do plan on doing it more with my podcast every week, I hugely believe in my videos. And it's just such a beautiful way to connect and share information. So again, if you have yet to check out my YouTube channel, My channel is Aquarian Dynamics, and the image is me as a little cartoon with all the chakras as hearts around me. It's quite beautiful. Anyways, this has been a fantastic segment. I so much look forward to the next one with you guys, and I do plan on doing weekly podcast updates from now on. It's just right now, my primary place for connecting to me is my YouTube channel, but I plan on having both going here. All right, you guys have a great Friday the 4th. I love you guys so much. Hello and welcome to another fantastic episode. I realize it's been a while since I've been on with you guys, and this has been due to me going through a lot of upgrades, working more on my YouTube, but I want you to know that I'm very committed moving forward to working on my Anchor with you guys. And to start off today, I would like to add something really cool for you. I am presently very baked. And you may ask yourself, why? Why do I allow myself to get so baked? Well, I allow myself to get this baked because I had to drink some water so you can hear the difference. The reason I let myself get this baked is because I am a huge follower of shamanism. I honor my light and my dark, and I'm a firm believer in going into trance. And as I just said that, it was 111. Did you know that one of the absolute best ways that a shaman can actually induce trance and journey to other worlds or channel messages from the spirits is through cannabis? And even our ancestors were known for using it. Now, while I don't myself fully recommend to every site, fuck it. Yeah, I highly do recommend it. In fact, I can tell you each kind of cannabis method for ingestion that's going to bring about a different spiritual high or trance. But anyways, the reason I made this is because I had this wonderful idea today to start working with my crystal nature light, which I've had for a while, and it's known as the Stone of Quantum Evolution. Now, one thing that a lot of you guys probably don't know about nature light is that it's also a stone that can bring forth the gift of telekinesis, amongst many other gifts, which is really cool when you think about it. So, in particular, I love to work with it because it gives me full access to my whole brain. Every part of it. I can access the Akashic Records. I can tune in to so many different realities and channel messages at once. And I can also completely download an energetic upgrade from even the 12th dimension quite quickly. And all of these wonderful abilities, or mental abilities, that I have, I gain specifically through working with certain crystals and cannabis. Now, for the integration for you guys. Here we go. I integrate my whole body. I integrate my lower body. I integrate my higher body. I integrate my middle body. I integrate all my chakras. I integrate my shadow self. I integrate my shadow body. I integrate my light body. I integrate my crystalline body. I now am ready to receive all mental body, emotional body, physical body, spiritual body, causal body, astral body, and multidimensional body upgrades. And so it is. Can't you just feel the intensity and beauty of that? Thanks for joining in. Talk to you next time. Hello, hello, hello. What's up, everyone? It's Matthew. And this awesome podcast, previously known as Infinity Talk, is now been upgraded to its higher dimensional level. From now on, my podcast is called The Crystal Palace. As well, for other news, my YouTube channel, formerly known as Aquarian Dynamics, has also been guided to rise to the next dimensional level, and is no longer by this name, but has transformed like a phoenix into the guided name of The Crystalline Aquarian, where it's going to completely change. Pardon. I also ordered a green screen. I am very excited. On top of this fantastic news, Apple officially approved my magazine. So next week, you can expect my personal magazine, my own magazine, is going to be finally featured in the Apple newsstand and available for purchase or trial read. I am beyond excited to be releasing it and more details soon. By the end of February, my book that I've been writing is going to be completely finished, and I will be publishing through Apple as well, and will be available in every Kindle and Amazon bookstore and Kobo. If I tried to express my pure excitement with that, you would literally hear a little girl screaming. On top of that, my website is officially almost done, where you're going to be able to purchase online training sessions and one-on-one webcamming sessions, consultations, and I'm going to be offering a lot of different kinds of upgrades and abilities. And there will be also items that I'm making that I'll be selling as well on my site, because I'm also very excited to say that I plan by the end of summer for my own tarot card deck to hopefully be published. By the end of summer, I'm already halfway done the art for it. Now, I just want to take a moment and say to anyone that feels like life is tough, that isn't, you know, there's stuff you want in life. Do you want to be rich? Do you want to have money? Here's the raw truth for you. Sometimes our destiny isn't doing the lottery. Sometimes it's to tap into our innate creative talent and ambition and pursue it in a manner of helping others. Sometimes that's how we get rich. Instead of just sitting on our ass expecting the universe to give us a grand, maybe we've been given another way to make that money. Maybe we're really good at something. 333, right as I said that. Synchronicity, man. We, after all, are completely now in the age of Aquarius. We live in a badass time. Why do you deny yourself your abundance? Yeah, it's taken me a long time. It really has taken me a long ass time to get to where I am. To get a good recorder, to get a good camera, to, you know, do everything that I do. It has taken years. But to finally realize, holy shit, I have a magazine coming out, a website. I also am going to be an actual author in less than 2 months, officially. It's already set up. Like, even dates already set up with Apple. I'm so stoked. to realize that you almost have a tarot card deck coming that's also going to be out there eventually. You see, as an Aquarian myself, if you're wondering what the Age of Aquarius is like, the Age of Aquarius is basically the age of an abundance of creative energy. If you want to understand what Aquarian energy is, this is what it is as an Aquarian myself, a true Aquarian. Aquarian energy is the ambition to take any task in life and say, I have the right to develop every skill. I have the right to study every subject. I have the right to practice any religion I want, even if it is ones that might be viewed or make me judged, because I have the right to be authentic. I have the right to my own goddamn life. Aquarians are known as the most free will sign of the zodiac, because you really can't make us do anything we don't want to do. And we're blessed with this inventive talent to take our creativity and birth it like a phoenix into birth and death and birth and death. I literally at times burst into a phoenix in meditation. It's amazing. And I feel really warm after. And not in like a sensual way, more in like a, this is kind of cozy. Okay, that was a bit sensual. Anyways, I'm just so thrilled to be sharing all this news with you guys. I want you to have a great day. And yeah, it's taken me, myself, a while to actually get here. It really has. But you know what? I am so proud of myself because I took those steps. I did it. And now I'm here. And I know exactly what my life purpose is. And now I'm just seeing that, you know what, it may be a little bit on this task today, a little bit on the book, a little bit on this today, a little bit this. But after a while, you have all these projects that are almost done at the same time. And it's like, holy crap, I can do a massive launch for all of this at the exact same time. And you're just like, whoa. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Crystal Palace. My name's Matthew, I'm your host, and I just wanted to give a real quick shout out to my YouTube channel, Aquarian Dynamics. Remember, you can go there for any of your metaphysical topics, including crystals, astrology, and sex, or rather tantra. It's been wonderful connecting with all of you, and remember, shine your light, shine bright, but also accept no bullshit or toxic negativity. Stand up for yourself, stand proud, be authentic, and live the life how you want to. Just always be conscious of how your choices may impact others' well-being, and always respect others' free will. Unless, of course, you've evolved to the point where you understand that you are the mind of everything, so you are their free will, in which case you've been overpowered. But that's me. Have a great day. Hey everyone, it's Matthew. Welcome back to my wonderful podcast, The Crystal Palace. Okay, I just wanted to let you guys know that I have a brand new YouTube video coming up tonight. It's going to be super exciting. I can't wait to talk about it with you. It's going to be so awesome. And remember, shine your light, shine bright, be a positive influence to others, and keep allowing yourself to be this higher being that you know you are. You are the goddess, the god incarnate. You are powerful, you are strong. And I'll tune in with you for the YouTube video later on tonight. Okay, have a good day. Hey everyone, welcome back to another The Crystal Palace episode. So today again, I just wanted to share with you guys that in this wonderful YouTube update that where I'm just going to talk about a couple things. For a while, I was really, really scared to discuss my fear of the left-hand path, especially with YouTube, when I got into it a few months ago. But I am someone that's searching for real power and real influence over the elements, as well as those kinds of forms of magic. And I have not found it on the path of light anywhere, but I find it hugely in the path of darkness. on the left-hand path. While most people would say the left-hand path is a path of self, realization or selfishness, it's actually just the path of you becoming a self-realized God yourself. It's realizing you are the higher self, the daemon, you are that God, and bringing it here instead of becoming it later. You're creating it here and now. You're becoming it here and now. You're like sculpting your godhood, you could say. And what's really amazing about that is that I believe it's a right of every soul. And so in my Left Hand Path series, I talk about the Christian church, I talk about my experiences with the Christian God, one-on-one as I say that, and how it always felt inorganic or artificial to me. I share my experiences in that in my Left Hand Path series on my YouTube. And in the video, which I'm actually currently, as we speak, currently transferring over to my iMac for me to edit for you guys, it's a Left Hand Path video, I share a lot of my recent concerns, especially that involving demons and jinn, which you need to actually work with in order to develop more of these abilities. But there's so much fear surrounding the topic that I try to bring some more love to it and try to bring some positivity, because there really is a lot of fear on these topics. So if you're someone who's looking to become your own ascended master, you're looking at becoming your own god, your own angel, you're looking at ascending yourself, then I would highly recommend you check out my Left Hand Path series, because it's really great for sharing this information. I recently tapped more into my Orion past life, which also led to me connecting more with draconian magic and a lot of other amazing stuff. And I share a lot of the stuff in my Left Hand Path series. So please check it out if you feel inclined. I have lots of other series I'm working on, but right now I am on this path of better understanding my darkness, my yin, and it's beautiful. I'm loving it. And for those of you that may think that I'm working with my shadow self, your shadow self is not your darkness, it's not your yin. Your shadow self is a very different thing entirely that is for working with the dark night of the soul, because your shadow self is sometimes what's called your shade. It's your inner child's pain. It's a very different part of you, and it's very, very, very deeply enrooted within your heart. But that's a topic for another time. As always, it's been great connecting with you guys. I'll be doing more and more of these audio recordings more often. I realize that in times when I'm a little bit too baked from my shamanic energized cannabis that I get from, you know, shamans and local dispensaries and energize it myself with crystals and stuff, I realize that it's really funny is that sometimes, you know, I'm a bit too baked, but I get inspiration to make a YouTube video and it's like, oh, I don't want to get on camera right now. I look really high, you know? And it's really funny because I can do this with you guys. I can just use my voice and you'll probably be able to hear it often, but that's okay. At least I can still give you guys great content. I love you guys so much. If you want to contact me directly and you're looking for some help and assistance, facebook.com/ascensioncounselor. My Pinterest is Matthew Moldavite, and my Instagram's also Aquarian Dynamics or Matthew Moldavite. And you can reach me at any of these should you need some direct help or message me on here. I love you guys so much. It's been great connecting with you, and welcome again, once again, to Left Hand Path for the episode for the Crystal Palace. Woohoo! Hey everyone, it's me back once again, Matthew, your lovely host of the Crystal Palace. Alright, so in the last YouTube video, I was talking about some new updates and me talking a bit about the Left Hand Path and just how I'm going down this beautiful, beautiful path of my life right now. And I've gotten some great feedback already, and I'm really happy about that, because I tend to get a bit concerned when talking about such topics, because so many people, it hits cognitive dissonance, and that's okay, you know, shit happens. Hopefully I'm allowed to swear. But anyway, so I just finished my latest YouTube video, and it's on the left-hand path, and it's all about draconian magic. It's all about the Orion Wars. And it's all about that incredible, amazing topic, which we'd refer to as the Vatican. And, you know, just how much control they have and why they teach you to fear draconian magic. And just there's so much stuff there. And I highly recommend you check it out. It's about a 15-minute video. Really good. I'm just exporting it right now and then I'm uploading it. So check within an hour, depending on when this is published. I'm going to be doing more and more audio recordings every day for you guys, really connecting with you. What's important here is that you remember that you are amazing and you are beautiful, and I love you. I love you so much. You guys are awesome. Anyways, talk next time. Peace.